It will be very difficult to read writings by comrade Alfredo Cospito in the next period. That is, as long as he is kept in the 41 bis prison regime. In fact, the only way he can communicate to the outside world is by taking his words into the courtroom during trials, like comrade Nadia Lioce has done in the recent past. He will speak if the judge allows it. Those who are in this type of prison regime are expected to attend trials remotely by video conference, so communication can technically be cut off whenever the judge does not deem it appropriate. Incoming and outgoing mail is censored and effectively denied. Books and newspapers that are not related to the anarchist movement do not enter prison, so the inmate gradually loses contact with the outside world. Every week, Alfredo receives a list of material sent to him from the outside. Letters, newspapers, books that he cannot access. There is no arbitrariness on the part of the jailers. Everything works with the mechanisms of the inhuman bureaucratic machine. Interviews with Alfredo take place with a single person, with dividing glass, and are video monitored. Interviews with relatives and the lawyer can be suspended, and they can be inquisitioned if the judge considers these people to be liaisons with the organization outside. If anyone is granted a phone call with the detainee, they must go to a prison or barracks that are set up for this. Anyone who comes into contact with the detainee is then controlled, intimidated, and criminalized. What is the goal of all this psychological violence? We know that in essence, the goal is to censor our comrade and prevent him from communicating. Throughout the years of his incarceration in the special section AS2, Alfredo has never shown any sign of relenting. On the contrary, he has maintained correspondence, produced writings, analyses, and proposals. In fact, he is a point of reference for part of the international anarchist movement. Before being subjected to the harsh regime, Alfredo had already been subjected to censorship for several months. He was warned that he will have to stop writing. The formal reason for being subjected to this harsh prison regime is not censorship. Alfredo was subjected to the 41 bis regime as a preventive measure because he was accused of subversive association. The cassation ruling in the Scriptamanent trial upheld these charges. Italian state courts have ruled that the FAI, Informal Anarchist Federation, is a subversive association. From these repressive acts, we should make some basic considerations. Alfredo Cospito stood out with his determination and the way he carried out his attack on the system, but the repression he faces affects us all. For the first time, we are witnessing the use of a repressive measure that is of exceptional kind. It is used as a preventive measure against a person who is not accused for bloody deeds. In recent decades, Italy continuously tightened measures to repress political dissents. The anarchist comrades were the first to suffer. The measures that were tried on them have later been extended to other components of the antagonist movement. Let's be clear, the reason why the new generation of anarchists who are linked to the concept of informality and the practice of direct action are targeted is because they are unwilling to mediate with the system. The rest of the movement does mediate, with rare exceptions. The charge of subversive association is extremely general and can apply to anyone who is in contact with someone that is under investigation. They have lowered the bar of tolerance, so they can apply this measure even more randomly. The risk of other comrades being translated into the 41 bis regime after Alfredo is real. Because of this risk, it's time to cope before the exception becomes the norm, as we unfortunately have seen with other repressive measures. The state purpose of 41 bis is to prevent communication and sever the link between prisoner and the mafia organization. In this specific case, communication was severed with the entire anarchist movement, not only with the alleged specific organization to which he belongs. Based on plans that are drawn up by the police and intelligence systems, we have to assume that the entire international anarchist movement is under attack and banned. They criminalize the practice of informal and direct action. This exceptional measure also shows another aspect. Because this measure intends to prevent communication with the organization one is linked to, it can be expanded for decades, even when the organization has died out. We derived this fact from the experience of solidarity work towards BRPCC detainees who were held for decades under 41 bis. This fact shows what the real motivation of these kind of detention measures are: state revenge and the political, physical, and psychological annihilation of revolutionaries.